CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Check it out. 13, 12, 16. Should kids at a young age pay even playing time in sport, or should they,
should they bench the crap kids?
I was focusing more on the guns.
I didn't even need to say that.
I was focusing more on the star players. But yeah, look, if you want to put it that way, that's
how it is.
One way of putting it. Look,
say
proud,
it like it is.
Proud uncle moment. I went and watched my nephew Cooper play under fives footy. First time on the weekend.
Okay, and where does he sit in the team?
He's not too bad, actually.
Not
he sits
bad?
Somewhere in the middle. He's not the worst.
Okay.
One kid was off chasing butterflies. I don't even know what that kid was doing. He was off the field. I said to my brother-in-law, Pommy Gareth, what is that kid doing, mate?
He's being a kid. That's what he's doing.
Chase the ball, please. I'm here to watch a game.
My brother that always put him in the goals when he was five, always put him in the goals because he was pretty bad.
Yeah.
And then one time I went to watch and he kept putting his head through the net he was like putting his head through the net, and then one minute the kid's coming down the field ready to score a goal and my brother's trying to get his head out of the net. That's what kids do.
I know, it's frustrating as all hell.
Yeah, I bet.
When you're trying to watch the game. One of the pieces of coaching advice that my brother-in-law, Pommy Gareth, gave was at halftime was, hey guys, probably best that we don't tackle each other. Yeah. We're all on the one team here. But there was
this one
kid who was a gun, and I just thought, leave that kid on. He's scoring. He was running circles around these kids.
So he was like MVP.
And his dad was there, a bit smug, kind of. That's my son right there.
I would be too.
Me too. Caleb's in Greenpoint this morning. Morning, Caleb.
Hey, morning. How you going?
Good, mate.
I sat on the sideline and I thought, can we leave this kid out there to keep playing? But what do you think? Do you reckon we all need to play even, or, you know, play the stars or bench the crap kids, as Bree would say?
I think for more important games, I think if you're playing in a season and you're getting towards the end of the season and your team's doing really well, and you're maybe like getting to the grand final or something, you want the more experienced kids, the more higher talent, because you want obviously your team to do well. And maybe if you're absolutely thrashing the living daylights out of the team, then in the like last few moments, then you can maybe, you know, what Bree would consider the crap pieces and bring them on.
Give them a run.
Give them the glory.
Yeah,
give them a go. But I would think that, yeah, like in the more experienced games, give them a go. But I reckon throughout the season, give the, you know, the crap kids a more chance to run around the field and just get some experience under their belt so eventually they can play at a more, like,
yeah, well, that,
well, I wouldn't say higher level, but more important games.
But that's the thing. You need the field time to get better, don't you? So if you are, I mean, leave the really good kid on for a while, let him score 10 goals, and then, you know, share it around.
Give the other ones a run.
Share it around.
In my experience, if you're crap, you'll always be crap.
What's the point of training, guys? Like, what's the, you know.
Play for fun.
Alicia's in Woi Woi, my side of town. Morning, Alicia.
Morning.
Morning.
What's your take?
Yeah, I sort of disagree. I agree with what the previous person was saying, but I also disagree. I think you need to play them the most. I think they're such a delicate age that you need to really instill their confidence. And look, kids care, and they're going to know when they're the weaker player. And you need to just step up as a coach and really spend a lot of time with that weaker player and just really make sure that you're working together as a team. Like, if you've got to put that weaker player on court, build them up around them, put all the strong kids around them, help them make them look good and make their job a little bit easier so that way they can sort of feel a little bit of glory when they're out there.
Right, okay.
I don't believe in fully benching kids that aren't as good as the really good ones, but then this is my honest opinion, you can't give them all equal playing time, depending on what age they are.
I mean, under fives is pretty young.
I'm talking like probably like 10, around 10.
I'm just saying, as they progress, though, they're going to, I mean, when does it start to sink in? When does it start to...
Well, that's
to,
what I mean. If you teach them, you know, it's teaching them a life lesson that's probably not going to be true when they get older, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Cooper didn't even need benching. He kind of benched himself at one point. He was meant to be playing.
He sat on the ground and just cried.
He was meant to be playing, and I look over, and it's not even the halftime yet, and he's getting stuck into the halftime oranges. I'm like, mate, that is for halftime, Coop.
Well, we definitely know he's your nephew, that's for sure.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
Next on the show, we're going to go live on our Instagram again, Bree and Jaunty, if you want to find us on Instagram. be great to have you on board. We're going to go live because there's these girls, they've started this worldwide phenomenon and they've been in contact with you, but how did this start? They're crushing watermelon between their legs?
I think it was essentially this group of girls. The group's called G-R-R-R-L.
Girls.
Yep. And I think it was this one woman who started it. Someone challenged her because she does leg day a lot.
Right.
Really super fit ladies. And she was like, all right, I accept that challenge to crush a watermelon between my thighs. And
yep.
She could do it. And then it just took off.
But the more I look into it, the more I see it's about empowering women.
Yeah.
And that they can do anything.
Exactly. It's kind of got that presence behind it.
Yeah. And so I'm training you. Come Friday, you are going to crush a watermelon between your legs. If you missed the rock melon on the show yesterday.
Yeah! Come on! Couldn't get there.
It was all in the lead up. It was all in the lead up. You put in some requests and I've got it for you.
You've got a piece of fruit or veg for me this morning?
I've got your eggplant. Which is also an emoji for something else. But
yes,
I've got
I know. We get it.
And some other stuff to crush between your legs next.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
We're training for Bree to crush a watermelon between her legs, which sounds weird. It does sound weird.
Not to me. Sounds like a challenge, oh.
Now, we're doing this because there's this lady group that started this thing, right, which is really empowering ladies to do whatever they please. And this group's been in touch with you since, Bree.
Yeah, a few of them have been in touch. Apparently, I've been posted on their private group page.
Okay.
And they're absolutely loving
They're loving it, are they?
They're loving it sick.
Well, I've got the watermelon to reveal to you today. So this is the watermelon you're going to crush on Friday. And you can see this at the Bree and Gaunzi Instagram page right now.
Let me see my competitor.
All right. Here it is.
Well, you didn't pick a small one, did ya?
Mate, they're all about the same size, these things. I got the smallest one I could find for you. They weren't, I'll tell you this, they weren't even out on show. I had to ask the lady for it. And she said, what do you want a full one for? I said, don't even ask. I said, my friend's trying to crush it between her legs.
Did you actually say that? And what did she say?
We were feeling them to see which one felt crushable. That one felt
so heavy.
That one felt crushable.
Does it?
Yeah, like give it a little squeeze.
I can barely lift this thing.
Okay.
Oh, doesn't feel like there's much movement in here.
So that's your goal right there.
That's my trophy.
Today.
Oh, it's nice and cold. Thanks for that.
You've asked for an eggplant. I've got you an eggplant.
Oh, you've got a baby one.
That was the biggest eggplant I could find.
Could have been a bit bigger.
All right,
I like
Bree,
it usually bigger than
as
that.
As part of your training, can you crush that eggplant? Bit of Karate Kid in the background for you.
I believe I can do it.
Okay.
All right.
Waste no time, Bree. Crush that thing.
Come this on. Looks so...
An eggplant between your legs.
This looks very awkward.
You don't even need the towel. There's no juice to an eggplant, is there?
You reckon just go for it? I got stuff. I got places to go after this.
All right.
Righty, ready.
Come on, you got this. Come on.
Come on.
And?
Remember the training. Oh, no.
Oh, I heard a crack.
Oh. Come on.
Oh, I expected it to be easier than this. Come on. Have you got the eggplant?
Yeah.
Have you got it?
I squished it.
Yeah, okay, I'll take that.
Hold on, wait. I want to get on the ground
for a
second.
I'll take that.
You reckon?
Yeah, you've dented the eggplant at least.
Yeah, it's hard.
Okay.
God, mate. It's kind of awkward.
If you can't crush that, you're nowhere near a watermelon, I'll tell you that.
That's an awkward object to crush.
Okay, well, let me give you this as a part of your training.
What even is that?
It's a pawpaw. It's a nice, soft pawpaw fruit.
Is it soft?
Yes.
I'm going to get on the ground for this one.
Okay. There's your pawpaw.
Because I've been told by some of the ladies that you need to get on the ground, you need to lock your ankles together.
Okay.
And really just go for it.
I'm feeling it. Crush that pawpaw, all right? Go for it.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Hold on.
Come on. You've got this, Bree. You've got this.
Are you ready?
Yes. Oh! Well done!
Yes!
Oh.
Bring it! I feel good about that. I feel really good about it.
Is that the pawpaw sound or is that... There was a very distinct...
It sounded like a fluff. It wasn't... Could have been a fluff.
All right, pawpaw is done, Bree.
Pawpaw went down this morning.
Eggplant, kind of.
Eggplant.
I'm happy with that.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do it for the people.
Okay.
Can you get a whistle?
Yeah, I can get a whistle.
I'd like you to get a whistle.
Is there any other fruit you want me to spend $20 on and we just squeeze this thing? Because it is not cheap.
That pawpaw's still good.
Pawpaw for everyone.
We'll put it in the kitchen.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
In a world of elite actors and actresses, there are tryhards. Famous scenes. Two horrible actors. Well, technically, they're not even actors. This is Brian Gondi's Amateur Acting.
All right, Gondi. The movie this morning. Do you want any background or you just like to go in blind?
Just give me my vibe. Am I happy? Am I sad? Am I... What am I?
You're empowering.
I'm empowering.
All right?
I can be empowering.
Encouraging.
Okay.
That's your vibe this morning.
I like that.
All right, let's go with that. So you need to call through this morning on 13 12 16 when you know what movie this scene is from.
A lot of people keen to get these tickets to Transformers, our preview screening at Event Cinemas in Tuggerah. If you can guess the scene, you get the tickets.
All right, here we go. Empowering. Producer H, you're the director when you're ready.
Empowering.
Action!
Every year, the school has students showcase. You come up with something that blows them away. You're in, but it's got to be great.
Oh, trust me. It will be. Nothing. No ideas. Useless, empty brain.
Wow, washed up at 14. So sad.
I got nothing. I'm done. I'm never getting in.
Hey, I'm not going to give up on you.
What are you doing?
Shake things up. Use that big brain of yours. To think your way out.
What?
Think of a new angle.
Scene.
I've got no idea.
You don't know what it is?
No.
I love that. You just don't know.
I've got no idea what movie that is. I'm trying to pick it.
It's a tougher one. You might not have seen it.
I started pumped up. Was that too much?
A little bit.
Too empowering?
A little bit too much.
Even I felt that.
Yeah.
Even I
overacted,
felt that.
I think. Like, usually you're spot on.
I know.
But that was just a bit of overacting.
Over the top. I got excited by the empowerment thing. I was really trying to impress.
All right, let's go to Carl this morning on 13, 12, 16. Morning, Carl.
Morning.
What's
up? Do you know the movie?
School of Rock?
It's not School of Rock this morning. No, it's not.
Good guess.
Thanks for calling through. Katrina is in Woi Woi. Morning, Katrina.
Morning, how are you?
Very well. Do you know the famous movie?
Is it 22 Jump Street?
It's not 22 Jump Street, but thanks for calling. Okay. I told you it was a bit of a harder one this morning.
All right. Let's go to Anya this morning in Kilcare Heights. Morning, Anya.
Morning.
Hey, morning. How are you guys?
Very well. Can you name the movie this morning?
Big Hero 6.
It is Big Hero 6. The animation film.
I haven't seen it.
I have to thank my daughter for that one.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? I loved that movie. What did you think of it?
I loved it. It was great.
Really good. If you want a good anime, yeah, it's really, really good.
It is.
All right, you can check that out, and you'll be seeing Transformers at Event Cinemas, our preview screening at Tuggerah.
Nice work.
Awesome. That sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Too easy.
It's the movie with the big white robot blow-up thing.
Oh, the movie with the big white blow-up thing.
You
yeah.
still don't know what it is.
No idea.
Yeah,
so. Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. Display Power Group. Power up your business branding. And see how 2016 Bank of the Year, Greater Bank, helps customers realise their dreams at greater.com.au/here's how. CFM's Best of the Coast.
All right, we've done Best Coffee on Monday, which went to Glee Coffee Roasters in Errita Heights. We did Best Hairdressing. For illustrious hair and beauty in Woi Woi there.
That's right.
So you can book in there and get yourself a haircut at the best hairdresser in town.
We're slowly putting together a map of the best places to go on the coast. And this morning, it's going to be the best bakery.
Okay, best bakery. Do you want to give us a top list?
Top five? Yeah, we've been doing the top five. I've got the top five here. All right, the top five this morning, as voted by people from the coast, for best bakery. Ken's Humble Pies is in the mix.
Humble Pie, I like that.
Baker's Delight in Wyoming. Killarney Vale Bakery and Cafe is in the mix. Bardo's East Gosford.
The winner from 2015.
Which we do love, Bardo's. Mm. Nora Head Bakery rounds out the top five this morning.
No Bakehouse 2000, King Cumber style?
No, not making an appearance all right. this morning.
Needed
in the
to get
top
more
five.
Votes. Needed to campaign a little harder. I mean, my vote's only one vote.
You can only vote once.
All right, here we go.
Best Bakery.
The winner for Best Bakery in Best of the Coast 2017 is Killarney Vale Bakery and Cafe.
Killarney Vale.
It's producer Rach's local.
Is that your local bakery?
Hell yeah.
What can
so
you,
good.
What can you tell us?
So apart from the fact that they have the best pastries as well, they do like smoothies and thick shakes and they do the best eggs benny ever.
Yeah, right.
Oh, so they do a bit of everything.
Full on breakfast.
Full
there
on
as
breakfast,
well,
the
yeah.
whole deal. Hey, Bree.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're well. Congratulations. Best bakery on the Central Coast.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we're super proud here at Killarney Vale Bakery to get that off you guys.
Nice work. Did you campaign for votes or is it... Well,
no, no, we didn't even do that. It was just all by themselves, which is awesome, actually.
You know, you've got a great business when your customers are getting on board and voting for you. That's awesome.
Yeah, we're super happy. Just want to say thank you to all the coasters out there that did vote. But yeah, we're in a bit of a shock here, actually.
What's your best bakery treat you've got there, Brie?
Oh, you know what? I can't go past a good meat pie.
Is there a special there? Is there one that goes off?
Yeah, well, we've got, like, Plain's always a good one, but we do, like, Mexican, which is, like, pretty popular. The Works Pie, we've got... Oh, we have about 10, 15 different flavours.
I do love a works pie. I just chuck absolutely everything in there.
Is that like a brekkie pie?
No, but we do those sometimes as well. Works pies, they just have like your general like mushroom, tomato, onion, bacon, everything basically.
The lot.
Well, congratulations, official. Best bakery on the coast right there in Killarney Vale.
Nice work.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And, yeah, thanks to all the coasties out there that voted and our loyal customers that come in every day. We're just so happy to, have this.
It's great to see coasties get behind local businesses. That's what
awesome.
It's all about.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Hey, this is an interesting one this morning, and I want to put it out there on 13, 12, 16. Are you a thumb sucker?
An adult.
An adult thumb sucker.
Why, what stats have been released about this?
Have you seen the numbers?
No, I haven't seen the numbers.
Apparently 1 in 10 adults... secret thumb suckers. 1 in 10.
1 in 10?
Well, how many people work here at the radio station?
Wait, so how many are at the station right now? There's...
Oh, I can see 10 of us just through the newsroom.
So one of us here right now at the station that we can see...
Yes.
...sucks their thumb.
In private. Secretly.
In private.
Out of these people, who do you think it would be? Producer Rach.
Yeah, probably producer.
I would say
just
producer.
Because I'm the youngest.
No, not because you're the youngest.
All right, it's not about age.
Oh, how defensive did she get?
Don't throw the age thing at us oldies, Rach.
That is the defensiveness of a secret thumb sucker if I've ever seen one. 100%. Apparently Rihanna is a celebrity secret thumb sucker.
No.
Apparently so, if you read the...
Is that allegedly?
That's allegedly.
Why? Why do they think that?
I'll scrap the allegedly. I'm going to accuse her of it.
Whoa. Look out.
I take that back.
TMZ, allegedly. Breaking news.
Let's go to Johnny in Tuggera this morning. Morning, Johnny.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, mate. You're willing to admit you're a thumb sucker?
Yes, because no one can see my face on radio.
Okay, because no one can see your face. Okay, so now, do you still do it or is this just when you were a kid?
No, I kind of still do it. I'm 41 years old. I think I'll get out of habit pretty soon, but...
There's still hope for you, Johnny. There's still hope.
But I'm very discreet. No one sees me do it. So, it's a very terrible habit because I end up chewing my nails after I suck my thumb.
So what about your wife? Do you have a wife?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, she would probably find out.
I did have a wife. That's probably why she left me.
Right, okay.
She got sick of it.
Now, Johnny, I want to get serious with you for a second. So you do, when you're behind closed doors, you suck the thumb?
Yeah.
And from what I read...
It's a comfort thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's a comfort thing. So if you dig a little deeper, there's all these things with people, with mild anxiety and it makes them feel better. So So when you're out in public and you're feeling a bit, of the daily social pressures and then you get home, it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Interesting,
it's like
mate.
Like having a cup of coffee.
When you're having a cup of... Okay, like having a cup of coffee. Yeah. I thought he was having a cup of coffee and having a suck.
Doing it at the same time.
No, it's like having a cup of coffee. You know, when you have a long, hard day, we go and have a coffee, I go and suck my bum.
Fascinating. I'm honestly fascinated. I didn't think I'd be this fascinated by it, but I am.
I love that Johnny's man enough to come on and just say, I'll do
Johnny, do you think you could break the habit?
Cold turkey.
One day. I don't think I want it, but.
Just stick with it.
Let him have it. Why not?
Mate, no, don't let me stop you.
That's all I got in life. My thumb, you know, my kids.
I like how your thumb, sucking your thumb, is in the same category as your kids.
I got my kids.
And sucking my thumb.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Something that people would know about you and I, if they've ever seen you and I in real life, is that we love a bit of food.
Oh, here we go.
Don't we? We love a bit of food. And I'm telling you, you're going to love this story.
You've thrown us in the fat category, have you?
No.
When I meet people out and about, they go, you're not as fat as you make yourself sound.
Actually, people have said that to me before too, which I'll take that.
And then I eat their food and run and go, get stuff.
But there's been a story released about the most expensive burger ever created.
In the world. Okay.
And I straight away was clicking on that. How much? What does it look like? So it's by a chef named Diego Buick. And he's from Houston, but he works in a place in the Netherlands. It's called The Hague, and this is where you can get this burger, right?
Diego, the dirty dog.
Diego. And he's come up with this burger that costs, and this is Guinness Book of Records, they've confirmed it. This is legit. £1,785. So wait.
I can't wait. Just
one look at you and I can't disguise.
Of course, from a Hungry Jack's ad back
exactly.
in the day.
Which turns out to be $3,065.
Wow.
Australian.
And how readily available can you get this burger? I imagine there's some sort of kind of weight or...
Yeah, so if you want the burger, you need to, like, tell them in advance, like a week in advance, I think, because they need to prep. I thought this morning there's a massive description of what is in this burger.
Yeah, so what's worth $3,000?
It's a massive description, but I thought maybe...
How big is it?
It's huge.
Okay.
It's like a big stack of burger.
Right.
There's like gold leaf on the bun.
Gold leaf.
I thought maybe...
Who needs gold leaf? Just give me lettuce, mate.
They're just putting anything on there to get the Guinness Book of Records.
Okay.
I thought maybe this morning I can maybe do a bit of an ad for the burger.
Right.
To see if it'll entice you to spend that much money.
Okay.
Right.
Do you need the music again?
Yeah. So ready? This is the description. I'll tell you when to kick it off.
Okay.
For the most expensive burger in the world. Here we go.
Kick it off.
All right. This sumptuous sandwich consists of a Japanese dry-aged Wagyu beef, lobster-infused, Dutch coastal gin, foie gras white truffle, cheese, Japanese fruit tomatoes and caviar.
Oh.
With a whole bunch of other stuff that costs a lot of money.
Caviar tastes like dirt, doesn't it? Have you ever had caviar? Not great.
Yeah, it's not the best.
Wouldn't want it in a burger.
Yeah. It's got Wagyu beef, lobster, caviar. Like, do you reckon that'd even be any good?
Not for $3,000, I tell you that much. Not even your sales pitch gets me over the line.
What's the most you've ever spent on a meal?
On a meal?
Yeah.
Oh, $200-$300?
Like, that's just you.
Yeah, if you go to somewhere fancy, maybe take away the drinks. I don't know. Yeah, around about $200. Wouldn't that be right? At a fancy restaurant?
I'd say so.
Yeah.
I told you about that one time that I had a $190 steak. It was just the steak.
That's right.
But it was on the work card.
Of course it
was.
It was
a work lunch.
Can we rack up a couple of these burgers on Boss Yammo's card?
God, we're lucky to get a burger from Hungry Jack's. Seriously,
no.
We're not joking.
Let's just steal the card and buy a couple.
Yeah, true. Let's do it. Yeah.
Lock it in, guys.
Lock it in.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
They're saying waxing is a thing of the past and now laser hair removal is the wave of the future. It's a multi-billion dollar industry these days and the technology is getting better and better.
How long's laser been doing its thing for?
It's been around for a while, but there's been different, I think, methods and they've finally developed into something that's super beneficial, I think.
Okay.
But I've been chatting to some of my friends over the last couple of weeks and we've spoken about it on the show, about potentially getting laser and how it all works and the awkwardness of it.
Yeah.
And I finally bit the bullet yesterday.
How's it different awkward-wise to waxing and all the stuff that ladies have had to do forever?
Well, not
I had to do. Don't get me wrong here. I don't want to say women have to
don't have to do it.
They can do as they please.
Well, a lot of people don't get waxing. A lot of people take other options, shaving most of the time, and they don't get waxed. So, but the laser hair removal now is so beneficial that a lot of people are taking that awkward step and they're thinking, I may as well just get it done.
I still want to hear disaster stories. 13, 12, 16, if you've got one.
The technology is really good these days. I don't think you're going to get many disaster stories.
We had one yesterday we didn't get to. We'll get to that at some point.
All right.
But you went along, right?
Anyway, the guys at the Laser Lounge in Erina, they're amazing down there. They make you feel super comfortable. Irene and the team, especially Amanda, she's my favourite down there at Laser Lounge. But they have a good deal at the moment, 40% off laser hair removal.
Good.
It is a good time to go get it if you have been thinking about it. But I recorded some of my thoughts and my experience as I went through laser hair removal on my downstairs area. We're talking the whole shebang.
Do we hear anything from the other end, or is it all you?
No, there's bits and pieces. Take a listen.
So today's the day I'm going to get some laser hair removal. Like, I'm talking bald from the eyebrows down. It's time to shush the bush. I'm actually so awkward right now, like I can't even begin. Like, you have to lift your legs in weird positions. Not to mention you've got a random stranger all up in your crutch area. Don't get attached. This is a strange experience. But it's actually not that bad. Now, what if the bush comes back into fashion?
Well, then you've got no bush.
I'm in trouble. I should probably look into a merkin. It's a vagina week.
All right, now what I'm going to get you to, bend your knees back to your
belly. What's this? What's happening?
We're doing the anus.
The anus?
We're doing the anus.
Oh, my God. The anus area wasn't for me. But everything else, not bad. I need to ask the question every lady would ask. Am I normal?
You are very normal.
I paid her to say that.
There you go.
Jeez.
I wasn't prepared for the
I told you everything.
Prepared.
And to be honest, that was not for me.
Not prepared.
Yeah, not for me. But you know what? It's over so quickly. It literally takes like 4 minutes.
Yep.
It's so quick. But you need to go back. I'm going back for another session in 6 weeks. So.
It's like 10 or something, isn't it?
Yeah, 10 sessions, I think, all up together. But if you're thinking about it, it's not that awkward. Everyone's got the same, you know, just go get it done. If you're thinking about it, it takes away so much extra stress. You don't
so
have
you're
to
just
think
trying
about
to take
it.
Away the awkwardness of it by, you know, sharing it with everyone.
Yeah, well, pretty much. Like, I mean, a lot of ladies go through that.
Yeah.
And a lot of ladies would think, oh, this is going to be so awkward. It's not that awkward.
Okay.
It's fine. Or maybe I'm just weird. I don't know.
Yeah. And let's take a busload of listeners for the next one. And,
I don't know about that.
No, not keen.
No, producer H is signing up.
Not from the shake of her head. She was strongly giving you going into that, I don't think.
The Laser Lounge at Erina, if you're thinking about it, it is a good option. Look into it. Yeah, get it done.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.